If someone wanted to buy your business for $25,000 and you asked why and they said it's worth $25,000, so you sold it to them, did you make $25,000? I mean, the truth is they had $25,000, you had a business worth $25,000, and you merely exchanged. You're no farther ahead than when you started. The truth is when we buy or when we sell or when we sacrifice, it's not always the way it seems. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. It's a Friday, you know the drill. Get as many people to church as possible. And you know what? Right now, I think your pastor would appreciate you during the summer when a lot of people have cabins and trips and vacations. Do your best, rally people, get them to church. Invite people who don't know Jesus and tell your pastor, hey, this Sunday, I've got 4 or 5 people coming to church. I want you to share the gospel, even if it's just for 30 seconds, because that's the goal. In fact, that's where we're going today in just a little bit. But you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Also, we're brought to you by Well Built Body, wellbuiltbody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. Wellbuiltbody.com. So as a story goes, there was a couple that was visiting a missionary in Korea, and they saw a father and a son out working in a rice paddy, and the father was guiding this plow as the young boy was pulling it. And the guest who was there visiting the missionary said, wow, they must be really, really poor. And the missionary said, yeah, that's the family of Shinevi. And when the church was being built, they were eager to give something. But they had no money, so they sold their ox and they gave the money to the church this spring. So now they have to pull the plow themselves. And the couple looked at the pastor and looked back at this man and boy and said, wow, that was really a sacrifice. And the missionary responded, they don't call it a sacrifice. They're just thankful that they had an ox to sell. You know, when we as followers of Christ are asked to do something and we call it a sacrifice, I always get a little nervous, a little uneasy. I've had people look at me and say, wow, that was quite the sacrifice you made. And I'm like, was it really a sacrifice? I don't know. We know scripture tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. What I mean is this. If I have a neighbor who I've been trying to share the gospel with, and I find out that they're in need, and I can help meet the need regardless of what it is, and in fact, I do meet the need, is that really a sacrifice? Or am I simply being obedient to the call of Christ? Maybe a sacrifice in that instance would actually be for me to say, look, I can help meet that need, but I will also help out more the next time I am able to. And now I'm sacrificing because I'm giving that which I do not yet have, but I've promised to do so. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Look, Edward Banfield, a sociologist, said that societies define their values by their outlook of time and the future. He goes on to say the more real the future is, the more willing they are to make sacrifices today. That hits me between the eyes because I must remind myself that I do not know when the time ends for those who I share my life with. The people I rub shoulders with at the gym, or the people on my block, my neighbors, or the people I work with, or even some family members who, you know, don't yet know Christ, or even the people at Quick Trip or PDQ that I always see every few days as I walk in there to get gas or whatever it is. I don't know the time that they have left on this earth. And as Banfield said, that if I really understand and value time, I'm willing to make sacrifices as well as, you know, the truth is, I must be willing to sacrifice now more than ever because time is unknown not only in my life, but as well as theirs. So there's supposedly a true story from Oliver Cromwell, a general in England. There was a young soldier who'd been tried in military court, and he was sentenced to death. And so, as was the custom, he was to be shot at the ringing of the curfew bell that night. Well, he had a fiance who earlier that afternoon climbed up into the bell tower several hours ahead of time. She tied herself to the huge bell's clapper. This was one of those giant bells like the Liberty Bell. And so at curfew time, when It was time to execute this young man, and the general gave the command to ring the bell. Nothing happened, just this muted sound. And so Cromwell demanded, ring the bell. And so two or three men began to pull on this giant rope, but still nothing. Cromwell was so upset, he demanded, why is this bell not ringing? He had soldiers who, you know, climbed up to the top to investigate, and they found this young woman now cut and bruised and bleeding from being knocked back and forth inside this great bell. They brought her down, and I guess as the story goes, Cromwell was so impressed with her, she was willing to suffer all this in behalf of this man that she loved, that Cromwell looked at her there on the ground, bleeding, beat up mess, and said, curfew shall not ring tonight. Her sacrifice was enough. So the question today, going into this weekend, how much are you willing to sacrifice to be the gospel and to share the gospel to others? As we head into this weekend, remember what you are called to do as a follower of Christ. And don't call it a sacrifice. And also remember what you are called to do as a follower of Christ in order to sacrifice for what you are called to do. Time is almost up. We don't know when, we don't know how, we don't know where, but we do know who. You and me. Make the sacrifice. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.